USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Russian forces are about 10 miles outside of Kyiv, a senior defense official saying the troops are approaching Kyiv from the northwest. This as Poland has taken in more than half of the 2 million people who fled the war in Ukraine. The baseball lockout is over as the owners and players have come to terms on a ratified new collective bargaining agreement, which will ensure a full 162-game season beginning April 7th. Major League Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred says he believes that the owners' imposed lockout helped, despite being frustrating for the fans.
I do believe that the lockout helped move the process along. If we had just slid into the season, started the season without the lockout, I don't think we'd have an agreement today.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medications Zantac or ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
As long as there are computers, there will always be someone trying to get inside. Lucky for us Windows users, Microsoft has just squashed another laundry list of hacks. If you own a PC and you haven't installed this update yet, you're going to want to do so as soon as possible. Microsoft released its March 2022 patch on Tuesday. The update contains patches for 71 known vulnerabilities, ranging from elevation of privilege, denial of service, and spoofing. Plus, the company fixed 21 vulnerabilities in their web browser, Microsoft Edge. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Jussie Smollett will spend 150 days behind bars for staging a fake hate crime in Chicago. The judge also sentencing Smollett to 30 months probation. The former Empire actor was found guilty in December on 5 felony counts of disorderly conduct for lying to police about being the victim of a phony racist and homophobic attack in 2019. USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen saying the Russian economy will be devastated due to the sanctions already handed down, but they will continue to consider further steps they can take. This as Virginia Democratic Senator Mark Warner tells Fox News he thinks Russia is losing the war to Ukraine, but things still could get worse.
The overall mass of Russian arms that could be brought to bear over the long haul, this could get worse before it gets better, because as we've seen in Russian efforts in Aleppo and in Grozny, the normal Russian doctrine is just to bomb the heck out of people if their military on the ground strategically is not effective.
Many Americans are still stressed out. From the USA Radio News Washington, D.C. Bureau, John Hunt explains.
Financial woes, coupled with a barrage of horrifying scenes from Ukraine as Russia continues its invasion, have pushed a majority of Americans to unprecedented levels of stress, according to a new report from the American Psychological Association. The association's annual Stress in America poll found that U.S. adults, already weary from 2 years of the COVID-19 pandemic and continuing inflation, are now overwhelmingly troubled by the war in Ukraine. According to the results, 87% of those surveyed cited rising cost of everyday items such as groceries and gas as a significant source of stress.
Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.